This fantastic pshat that the Mishkanes Yankiv and the Birchas Rosh both quoted from the Sefer Chemdas Hayamim, that Sheishes Mahadra Ape Vigoris means being psuka le psuka when the Meturgimim was saying the Targum, this fantastic pshat that they both loved so much. So I saw some of the Rishonim have the Giris of Beferish, where Sheishes Mahadra Ape Bishas Kriyas Al Torah. Not being psuka la psuka in the middle of they had the Girsa and the Gemara that it goes on the whole Kriyas HaTorah, not just while the Meturgman was giving the pshat. But we don't have that Girsa, so the Chemdas Hayom gave this interpretation. Okay, we're on the last line, Aches Amar Aleph. Amar Avuna Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rabbam the Olam Yashal Adam Parsha Osma Atziv Shnai Mikra Ve'echa Targum. Have to be Mavis Sedra every week. Yeah. Afilu atoras v'divayin. What's the chiddush? Afilu atoras v'divayin. What is the chiddush over there? So Rashi interprets there is no targum. The targum just says the same as the chumash. So Rashi says you have to say the pasuk three times. The third time you say the same pasuk kitzurasoy as the targum. Tosis does not learn like Rashi. Tosis we have printed on atoras v'divayin in the Targum Onkelos. We have a comment. We don't have what Rashi says, Embo Targum. So Tosfos says, what we have printed is really the Targum Yerushalmi, it's not Targum Onkelos. So that's what it means. Afilo Atoras V'diva, there's not everybody has access to a Targum Yerushalmi. Everybody, most people have a Targum Onkelos. So you should try to find the Targum Yerushalmi in order to have, even on that Pasuk, you should have a Targum. So there's a Sefer on Brachos called, I think it's called Imrei Noam. Comments from the Vilna Gaon on the Homa Sifta. So he says, Yoshikach. So they quote from the Vilna Gaon that it seems to be a fundamental machlekes Rashi and Tosfos. That from Rashi it would appear that you're only, not Mukhrach, but it would appear perhaps that you're only Yotze Shnai Mikavecha Targum with Targum Unkelis. If you're going to say Targum Yerushalmi, Yisodim, Targum Yonisim, and Azil, you won't be Yotze. And Tosfos says, no, the reverse. Targum Yerushalmi is also good. Art scroll is also good. If you have a traditional Targum, it's good. It doesn't have to be Dafke Targum Onkelos. Doesn't necessarily have to be Targum Onkelos. So the Vilna Gaon says there that the proper practice is when you get to the Pasuk, Atoras V'divayin, you should satisfy both Rashi and Tosfos Shita. So you say the Pasuk three times. The third time is to satisfy Rashi Shita, she'ein bo targum, so you're saying the Targum Onkelos, which is word for word the same as the Pasuk, and then you should say it a fourth time, what's printed in our Targum Onkelos, which is really not Onkelos, but rather Targum Yerushalmi, to satisfy Shita Satosfos. Afilo Atoras V'divayin means it doesn't have a regular Targum, so you should go search to find Targum Yerushalmi to say that Targum. They quote in the name of the Vilna Gaon a different interpretation, not like Rashi, not like Tosfos. What is Afilo Atoras V'divayin? That's the Vilna Gaon's interpretation is Miyuchad for Yeshiva University, Torah Umado. What's the whole idea of Shnai Mikra Ve'echa Targum? You take Loshen Chol and you're Mekadosh the Chol. You incorporate it into the Kedusha. You use the Targum Onkelos, which is not Loshen HaKodesh, which is Loshen HaRamis, you incorporate it. So one might have thought that in Atoras V'divayin, that's what the whole theme of the Parsha is all about. Parsha is the way they took Chutz Lortz and made it into Eretz Yisrael. So one would have thought you don't need Targum Onkelos, since that's the theme of the Psukim. You're incorporating Chol into Kodesh, so you don't need any third time at all. So Kamash Mulan, Afilo Atoras V'divayin, even though that's the theme of the Psukim, but nonetheless, you have to have Shnai Mikra Ve'echa Targum. That's questionable. Is that really true? That Atoras V'divayin, the Reuven God Nechatz Shevet HaMenashe, that area was Niskadish B'Toras HaRotzes HaNesafais, or is that B'Toras Eretz Yisrael proper? The Sifrei, Tosfos in Gittin on Davches, this happens to be Davches also, okay, Tosfos in Gittin, Davches quotes the Sifrei on the Pasuk at the end of Parshas Ekev, I think. Where it says, so the Sifrei Darshan is on the word kol. Kol is always a ribuy, might be something more than what you would have thought the Pasuk is telling you. Kol Malka means even Chutzlords, that if the Jewish armies will conquer territories in Chutzlords, they can endow those areas with Kedushas Haaretz as well. So the Etchik thought, Al Pi Pashtus, it's only if those areas are contiguous to Eretz Yisrael. He said, let's say the Israeli army will conquer North America, so they'll be able to be Mekadosh B'Kedushas Haaretz. So he thought that not. He thought that his mashal was, there's a machlek, is there in the Gemara where the Kibush Yochid Shmei Kibush or not? So we pass in Kibush Yochid Lav Shmei Kibush, to be Mekadosh Eretz, you need Kibush Rabin. But there was an opinion in the days of the Tanaim that Kibush Yochid is also good. So Kibush means you have to shed blood, you have to have a war and shed blood. What if he says, I bought my home in Boston? So that's a Kibush Yochid. See, main, there's an opinion that my home in Boston has Kedusha Eretz Yisrael, because Kibush Yochid Shmei Kibush. So he said he doesn't think anybody would say that, because it has to be contiguous to Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael is full of Kedusha, so the Kedusha is over to the Aratzis on the surface if it borders on Eretz Yisrael, if it's contiguous to Eretz Yisrael. But it's on a different continent, or even on the same continent, but in between the Aratzis on the surface and Eretz Yisrael, there's a blank area that was not endowed with Kedusha Eretz. So he thought that din kol mokum that the Jewish army has the ability to be mekadosh Eretz on the surface wouldn't apply in such a case. So the Achrayim have a big machlokes by the Sichon, Eretz Sichon B'Yoy, Eretz Reuven Agod Nechatzis Shevet HaMenashe, Eva HaYarden. Eva HaYarden has Kedusha B'Toras HaRatzis on the surface, mean Eretz Yisrael proper is only on the western side of the Yarden. And everything on the eastern side had Kedusha D'Oraisa, B'Toras HaRatzis on the surface. Well, no, maybe it's part of Eretz Yisrael proper. So usually you can't be Mekadosh HaRatzis on the surface until you first Mekadosh all of Eretz Yisrael. That's how Tarsus interprets that Gemara in Gittin and Avches. Gemara in Gittin has a Machlekes HaTanoim in the days of the Tanoim. We spoke about it last week on the Parsha. In the days of the Tanoim there was a Machlekes where the Surya had a Kedusha D'Oraisa or only a make-believe Kedusha M'Derabbanan. What was the Shaila? Because David HaMelech conquered Surya, it was only Kibush Yochid, it wasn't Kibush Rabbi. So what does it mean, Kibush Yochid? So Rashi says, David conquered it for his own family. He didn't plan to divide it up amongst all of Klal Yisrael. So the Tosafot says, no, that's not what it means. Kibush Yochid means that he conquered it without Rishus from the Bez Nagorl. And the Bez Nagorl would not have given Rishus to conquer it because, the Sifrei says, Samach Lepaltim Shalom Lo Harashta, he didn't conquer all of Eretz Yisrael proper yet. He can't. Just a moshel ma'adabadayim, if you fill a cup up with water, so you keep on pouring more until you get to the top and then it overflows. So if all of Eretz Yisrael is full of Kedusha, all of Eretz Yisrael has Kedusha Saretz, then the Kedusha can spill over into Aratzas on the surface, contiguous bordering on Eretz Yisrael. But if there are areas in Eretz Yisrael which don't have Kedusha, so the Kedusha isn't full yet, it can't overflow, that's what it means. Samach lepaltin shalom lohay rashta, you didn't even karka the Yavusi who live in Yerushalayim. You didn't conquer all of Eretz Yisrael yet. You didn't endow all of Eretz Yisrael with Kedusha. Because the Mekadosh of Eretz Yisrael was the Kibush. You needed the Chalukah was the Gemar HaKibush. So that's what Tosfos learns. And Kibush Yochid means it wasn't with the authorization of the Bez Nagorl. They wouldn't have authorized it because he didn't yet conquer all of Eretz Yisrael. So that's a Shaila. How can you say that... Reuven Agod Nechatzis Shevet HaMenashe, that area was in Scottish B'Toras Kol Mokum, B'Toras HaRatzis on its office, but they didn't yet endow Eretz Yisrael with Kedusha. So how can Eretz Yisrael have Kedusha? So the Achronim asked that question. How can you say that it's B'Toras HaRatzis on its office? So some say Enachin Ami, Rabbi Shaul Akutna has one of his Svarim. He lived in the late 1800s. He has in one of his Svarim. He was one of the Gedolim who signed on the Het Mechira for Shemitah purposes. He was a great Goyim. So he has Rashi HaChumash quotes from the Gemara in Makkos, in the second parak in Makkos, that the three Ori Miklot and Eber HaYarden didn't begin to be kolot until after they designated the three in Eretz Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu, Oz Yavda Moshe Sholosh Orim Eber HaYarden, and even though Moshe Rabbeinu designated them, they didn't begin to function. They left the Yeshua Ben Nun, established the three Ori Miklot in Eretz Yisrael. Why is that? So he always thought because it's either six or nothing. That's the law. You got to have all six. Rabbi Shula Lakutna has a different interpretation. He claims that Ori Miklot only function in Eretz Yisrael. So Eber Yarden didn't have Kedushin until after they conquered Eretz Yisrael first, because of the Torah's Aratzus on his office. That's why the three in Eber Yarden didn't function until after they designated the three in Eretz Yisrael. It's, you have to touch it up a little bit. They designated the three in Eretz Yisrael, but then it took another 14 years. They designated right away after they crossed over the Yarden. Yeshua Ben Nun designated the three. And the Kedushas Eretz Yisrael wasn't until after Sheba Shekov, Sheba Shechilko. So it means that none of the Ori Miklot functioned for the first 14 years. Doesn't sound like that. But on the other hand, the Chiyuv Chalo began immediately. For the Chiyuv Chalo, you didn't have to wait till after the first 14 years were up. You didn't have Kedusha Soretz yet. It means when I get to the Trumas and Maisus, Shemitah V'Yovel, like a Chikrapet, didn't have Kedusha Soretz till after the Kibush V'Chiluk. The Chalukah being the Gemara of the Kibush. But when I get to some of the Mitzvahs HaTluyos Ba'aretz, Mishindich Nisisol Ha'aretz, by the Chiyuv Chalo it says, B'hoya B'vayachem Al Ha'aretz. As they're coming into Eretz Yisrael, that's the beginning of the Kibush. The beginning of the Kibush was already the Mekadesh. So maybe that's what he means, Rabbi Shua Lakutna. Maybe he means the beginning of the Kibush was enough to be Mekadesh Eretz Yisrael with respect to Chala. He doesn't say it. Maybe with respect to Mitzvah of Ari Miklat as well. So this is a Dion. The Achrayim discussed that. If one should assume that Atoris V'divan, that means Reuven Agod Nechad Sheshevet HaMenashe, that area, and Eva Hayad de Mizracha only had Kedusha B'Torahs Aratzus on his Sofais, so how can that be? How can you be Mekadosh that before you Mekadosh Eretz Yisrael Gufa? You have to have that the Kedusha should spill over. So you'll say, maybe Anachanami. Aye, but they conquered it before. So according to the opinion that Surya never had a Kedusha Deraisa because it was Kibush Yochid, means it wasn't approved by the Bez Nagorin. So even after David HaMelech, even after they conquered all of Eretz Yisrael, Surya never got the full Kedusha Deraisa. Why? Because it was Shaloi Kedin. David HaMelech conquered it Shaloi Kedin. He should have first conquered all of Eretz Yisrael. Samach Lepaltan Shalocha Lohi Rashta. But over here, that's what Achraim said. But he can't say it was Shaloi Kedin. They had no right to conquer. They had no right to go to war in Sichon V'Yog. They had no choice. They had to go to war. So over there, even though they conquered Sichon V'Yog before they conquered all of Eretz Yisrael, they had no choice. So there they didn't, since they didn't do Shaloi Kedin, so there was no Chisorin. But Anachanami, the Kedusha would only be a Chal after the 14 years. When all of Eretz Yisrael would be in his Kaddish, the Kedusha will spill over into the Aratzus on the surface as well. And I said, this whole pshat, this whole vertel that they say the name of the Vilna Gaon, Afilo Atoris V'Divan, that Atoris V'Divan is Betoris Aratzus on the surface, that you're giving Kedusha to Chol, you're being Machnis to Chol into the Kedusha. So one would have thought there's no need for Echot Targum over there, because the whole theme of the Parsha is being Machnis Kedusha and Divrei Chol. That's only if one assumes like that Atoris V'Divan, Reuven Gaon Nechad Shevet HaMenashe, is Betoris Aratzus on the surface. That's a big machlokes. Achrayim have about that.
Why, even if it's still proper, is it being mekadesh what was called?
Yeah, but this was never supposed to be Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael was supposed to be Kodesh. But here they took Chol Mamish, that was never intended to be part of Eretz Yisrael, and they endowed it with Kedusha. Yeah. So the Gemara speaks about the significance of Shnai Mikra Bechat Targum. So the Rishonim quote from the Ravon, that was one of the ancestors of the Rosh. The Rosh quotes the Ravon Zikeni. That's the question, is that really true? The Rav Yo was a grandson of the Ravon. So the Rosh is quoting the Rav Yo, who says the Ravon Zikeni. So some misunderstood. They thought that the Rosh is saying the Ravon was his grandfather. He's probably just quoting the Rav Yo, who refers to the Ravon as his grandfather. He was his grandfather. So that's a question. Okay, historical question. The Ravon used to correspond with the Rabbein Tam and the Rashbam, who happened to have been brothers. He lived in Magenza. Rabbein Tam and Magenza is in Germany. The Rabbein Tam and the Rashbam lived in France. But they knew of each other and they corresponded. So they quote the Ravon. The Ravon has daf al daf, he has ambrochas, but he doesn't have this ambrochas. He has in the beginning of the Ravon, he has Shalas HaTshuvas. So he has in the Shalas HaTshuvas, him in Peches, he has this original interpretation. He disagrees with his, the practice was by him that everybody's Mavisedra every week. So he thinks that not Kepirish Rabbeinu, Rabbi Seinu. He thinks the Pshat in Gemara, Yashlam Adam Parshiyosav and Matziba means if a guy lives in a village where there is no minion, so he's never going to have Kriya Satera. So he has to learn Shnai Mikra Echad Targum to make up for what he's missing. How is he missing Shnai Mikra? Because in Shul, the Balkari lanes the Aliyah, and the Olal HaTorah says along with him. That's what the Rosh claims. Olal HaTorah has to say along. If someone is blind, someone doesn't. An Amoritz doesn't know how to read, you shouldn't give him an Aliyah. Shnai Mikra, the institution of Balkari began in the days of the Gaonim. In the days of the Gemara, they didn't have Shnai Mikra. The old Pshat is not true. Days of the Gemara, the one who got the Aliyah had a lay in his own Aliyah that began in the days of the Gaonim. Tosis quotes it. In order not to embarrass the people who don't know how to lane, so they instituted you have a Balkari. So then you had Shnai Mikra, the Balkari is laning, and the Oyla Latar, if he knows how to, he would lane along with him. And then you would have the Echad Targum, you would have the Miturgman. So the guy lives in a farm, guy lives in the village, but there's no minion, so he never hears Kriyas HaTorah. So let him say Shnai Mikra Echad Targum to make up for what he's missing. But if you live in the city and you hear Kriyas HaTorah every week, so what do you need Shnai Mikra Echad Targum for? That's what the Rabban says. But he said, nonetheless, the minig is that everybody, even if you live in a city, you recite Shnai Mikra Echad Targum. He says we should continue it as a minig. He says it's not the real din. He thinks the din only applies if you don't have a minion. There's no Kriyas HaTorah. But he thinks it's a nice minig, but he thinks it's not pshat in the Gemara. I don't think the way Tosis says, Bizmana Gemara, they didn't have. The Gemara says, Shmoneh Psukim Shabbat Torah Yochid Kari Yos. The Gemara says, the last eight Psukim talk about the death of Moshe Rabbeinu. Vayom Sham Moshe Eved Hashem. So Moshe Rabbeinu died. And the last eight Psukim. So the Gemara has a Machlokes Hatanaim and Bava Basra in the first paragraph, a few Dalit or so. The Gemara has a Machlokes. Who wrote the Shmoneh Psukim Shabbat Torah? So one opinion is, one Tana holds that Yeshua ben Nun wrote it. How can it be Moshe Rabbeinu wrote? He wrote that he died and Hashem buried him. How can he write after he died? And the accepted opinion is no. HaKadosh Baruch Hu dictated to Moshe Rabbeinu, you write your own obituary and you write that you died and that I buried you. The Rabbeinu Shalom dictated to him, write about your own death. So it's a machlekes HaTanaim. We assume, historically, we assume like that Tana, that everything was written by Moshe Rabbeinu. The other Tana says no, then it says for Yeshua, it says that Yeshua ben Nun wrote something. So he interprets that means that he wrote the Shmoneh Psukim Shabbat Torah. He wrote the last section, the last parsha in the Torah. And the other Tanaim say no, he wrote Sefer Yeshua. He didn't write the Shmoneh Psukim in the Chumash. So the Gemara quotes a din, the Shmoneh Psukim Shabbat Torah have a different din, the Kriyas HaTorah, Yochid Kari Yosem. What do you mean Yochid Yosem? So they're different interpretations. So one of the interpretations is that the whole Kriyas HaTorah we have Shnayim Mikra, the Balkori lanes, and all the Torah says along with him. Shmoneh Psukim Shabbat Torah, it's not right to have it like that. You shouldn't have a Balkori and an Olal HaTorah. The Balkori gets that Aliyah. The one who gets the last Aliyah has to be the Balkori. He should lane it out loud. So that's what it means, Yochid Kari Yosim, you don't have Shnayim Mikra. So they said that's a false pshat. How can that be pshat in the Gemara? The Tanoim are saying that institution of a Balkari with the Olal HaTorah saying along, that was instituted in the days of the Gaonim. In the days of the Tanoim, they never had it. So the Pashtas said the same argument Tosis had against that pshat, Yochid Kari Yosem, and the same is about the Ravon's pshat. He says, everyone who lives on a farm, who misses Kriyas HaTorah every year, all year long, every week, all year long, should say Shnai Mikra Vechatar to make up for what he's missing. He's missing the Shnai Mikra. In the days of the Gemara, they didn't have Shnai Mikra. They had whoever got the Aliyah, laying that section. Like a lot of the Sfarim still have their practice. The guy gets an Aliyah, he lays his Aliyah out loud.
And this Nahara Adhan, did you suggest that you should be targum on your own then? They weren't reading targum just on Hara Adhan.
Yeah.
So then did he say that one should have to be targum on his own?
I mean, Bizman Azeb, we don't say, you're not missing Targum in the shul. Yeah. Okay. He doesn't discuss it. He just claims that that's the pshat in the Gemara. He has to make up for what he's missing. So that's very difficult to say like that. In the days of the Gemara, they didn't have such an institution of a Balkari. Can't be the pshat in the Gemara. Yeah. So you got to learn Shlaimik and Tah. Afilo HaTorah Svadivan. Shekola mashlim parshas from hatzibah marichem lo yamishnah. So what does it mean? Im hatzibah. What do those two words mean? So the Gemara explains what it means. Rabbi bar Abaye, Abaye's son, sova lashlemin ala parshas adikul shat mamali yom adikipuri. He missed a lot of parshas. Parshiyasa dekula shato all year long. Kulish kala shana kula. Sounds like he missed a lot of parshiyas. He wanted to make it up on Erev Yom Kippur. What's up with Erev Yom Kippur? Probably in Bavel, the Gemara says in Megillah, in Bavel they used to have Simchas Torah once a year every year. They had the Kriyas HaTorah system like we do. A whole parsha every week. And Eretz Yisrael they used to finish the whole cycle once every 3 years. And once every 3 years they had Simchas Torah. Sometimes it turned out to be Pesach, sometimes it turned out to be Shavuot, sometimes it turned out to be Sukkot, like we always have it on Sukkot, on Simchas Torah, the second Yantav Sheni of Shemini Atzeres. But in Eretz Yisrael, it would turn out, whenever it happened to turn out, they have the Piyutim from the Minig Eretz Yisrael that they sometimes celebrated Simchas Torah on Pesach, sometimes on Shavuot, so they have the Piyutim from that time. And that's why they have, every so often, you have a Sedra, which has more than one Haftarah. In Eretz Yisrael, they had to have, every Sedra had to have three Haftarahs, one for the first third, one for the second third, one for the third third. We're missing a lot of Haftarahs. There should have been more Haftarahs. Once in a long while, we have two or three. We should have on every Sedra at least three, because in Eretz Yisrael, they used to have, every Sedra was divided into three. So the simple pshat in Gemara was that he wanted to make up. In Bavel, they celebrated Simchas Torah once every year on Yom Tov Sheni of Shemini Atzeres. He wanted to make up what he was missing on Erev Yom Kippur. There was no school. So on Erev Yom Kippur, he wanted to make up what he was missing. That's the girsa that we have. Sovar, he thought, La Shleminu, the parshiyasa, the kulishata, the parshas of all year long that he missed, he wanted to make up on Erev Yom Kippur. The girsa on the side, on the margin, on the right-hand side, he has some Rishonim have a different girsa. So Avar Lashleminu Lekule Parshiyasa Dekala. Twice a year they had Yarchei Kala. Now they have Yarchei Kala. They have one day Yarchei Kala. They have 1 week Yarchei Kala. I mean, Yarchei means the 2 months. Yerachim. Yarchei is a month. The Yarchei Kala means the 2 months. The month of Adar, a month before Nisan, the workers, the farmers took off from, they didn't have to any work. They didn't have to do any work on the farm. They took up a whole month and they came to the yeshiva to learn. In Chodesh Elul, the month before Sukkot, there's so many Hilchos Sukkot, so they would take off a whole month. So the Rabbeim, who had to give Shiurim, here they have some place to have Yarchei Kala between December 25th and January 1st. That's not a month. I can call it the Yarchei Kala, but there's sometimes 1 day Yarchei Kala. Yeah. Everything is different in America. Okay. So Vala Shemenu, Lekula Parshiyasa Dekala, the Magid Shir, Rabibi Barabai, had to work hard. He had to work hard to give Shurim, had to prepare Shurim, so he had no time during Elul to be Mavisedra for those four Shabbosim during four or five Shabbosim in Elul. He didn't have time to be a Mavisedra. So it came beginning of Tishrei before Yom Kippur, and they're going to make the Siyum on Kol HaTorah Kula, on Simchas Torah, in Bavel, they made it every year. There's a little sefer that's called Chilufim and Hagam Shebein B'nei Eretz Yisrael B'nei B'nei Bavel. So this is one of the Chilufim and Hagam. The whole thing is printed in the Yamshel Shleim, I think, in the Bava Kama. The whole thing is on one page. The whole Chilufim and Hagam is written in the days of the Gaon. So this is one of the Chilufim and Hagam Shebein B'nei Eretz Yisrael B'nei B'nei Bavel. Do you make a siyum on the whole Chumash every year on Simchas Torah, or do you make every 3 years? And it floats around, sometimes on Pesach, sometimes on Shavuos, and sometimes on Sukkot. So in Bavel they did every year. So Erev Yom Kippur, there was no school, so Rabbi Bar Abaye didn't have to prepare any shurim. So he wanted to do Tashlumin for all of the, not Kulei Shata, the way we have the Girsa, the Kulei Parshiyasa, the Kala, the four Sedras that he missed out in Chodesh Elul, and maybe even the four Sedras that he missed out in Chodesh Adar, those were the two Yarchei Kala. 2 months in the year that all the farmers took off from work. So they told him that's not Tana Lechia Barav Midifti. So one of the other Amorim told him, you're not allowed to do that. On Erev Yom Kippur, this is special mitzvah to eat. Every day you eat. What's the Chiddush? I mean, you have to have an elaborate meal. The people fast on Tisha L'Chedish, So the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah on Daf Tes Amud Aleph on the left margin, they tell you, look in Rosh Hashanah Daf Tes. Gemara in Rosh Hashanah is a whole sugya about Masifa Mechoil Ala Kodesh. Whenever there's a Zman Mekudosh, he's supposed to add on. So the Gemara says it applies to Yom Kippur, and applies to Shabbos, and applies to Yom, and applies to Shnas HaShmita. The whole Shnas HaShmita has Kedusha Zman, the whole year, from the beginning to the end of the year, has Kedusha. So you have to be Masifa Mechoil Ala Kodesh. The Rambam paskins, you only have to be Moisif on Yom Kippur. He doesn't quote Tosefos, not on Shabbos, not on Yom Tov, only on Yom Kippur. But most of the other Rishonim disagree, based on the sugya in Rosh Hashanah Daf Tes, the Gemara says beferish, it applies to all the Shabbosim and all the Yomim Tovim. And Shulchan Aruch says, Yesh Omrim, in Hilchas Hadlokas HaNeris, it says, Yesh Omrim, Shemitzvah Lohos Mechol HaKadosh. Why is it right, Yesh Omrim? Because Rabbi Yosef Akara knew that the Rambam is Oymid Keneged. The Rambam holds that there's only a mitzvah of Tosefos on Yom Kippur. So that's why he wrote Yeshamim. But he didn't mean that it's a Shita Yechido. He meant that you should follow that Shita Sata. You should be Moisif Mechoil Ala Kodesh. But here the Gemara, how do they figure out Moisif Mechoil Ala Kodesh? Because they have to start fasting on Tisha L'Chodesh. It's not yet Asiri. It's before the Shkia. It's still Tisha L'Chodesh. You have to be Moisif Mechoil Ala Kodesh. Our Gemara gives a different interpretation. Why does it say you should fast on Tisha L'Chodesh? You don't fast. Hello, Basar Masan. Eloi Malach. Halochel B'Shoseh B'Tshi. There's a special mitzvah to eat an elaborate meal on Erev Yom Kippur. Malalakosel Kilesan of Tshi V'Asiri. We consider it, Tosis explains. Hochel Perusha. In the Tzav L'San of Yom Tes, we consider it, the Torah considers it as if he were obligated to fast on the ninth, and as if he fasted. He didn't fast at all. He's eating on the ninth. He's eating an elaborate meal. Not stam a tuna fish. He's eating a fleshy meal. Tosfos in Chulam points out they used to eat chicken. On Yom Tov they used to eat besar behema, and on Erev Yom Kippur they used to eat chicken davke, not besar behema. So the Gemara says a different interpretation. What does it say? Binisim. B'tisha l'chodesh, it means the reverse. It means you should eat. Amal aleim, I'll treat it as if you did it to eat. It's not that difficult. The fast is more difficult. So we consider it as if, by eating Erev Yom Kippur, we consider it as if he had been commanded to fast on Erev Yom Kippur and Yom Kippur, and as if he fasted on both. So the Gemara, the Rambam quotes this as a real din deraisa, that you're not allowed to fast on Erev Yom Kippur. That's how the Gemara in other Masechtos sounds like. It's a real drashe Gemara deraisa, special mitzvah. In the Sefer Tenuos HaMusa, they have stories there about the different Balei Musa. So they have that, years ago they used to have a big taffy, an all-day-long taffy. So they say Reb Salsalanta used to suck such a taffy all day long on Erev Yom Kippur. Someone told it to Rav Soloveitchik that he thought that was disgusting. He said, that's not what the Gemara meant. The Gemara means you should have a bekavadik meal, not stam a tuna fish sandwich. He didn't think that the Gemara means a mitzvah to eat all day long. Rabbi Kevega has a tshuva where he discusses this mitzvah to eat on Erev Yom Kippur is a mitzvah sasesha hazman grama. So should we say women are exempt? Let's say a woman doesn't feel well, she would prefer not to eat. Do we tell her she has to eat even though she doesn't enjoy it? Or maybe it's a mitzvah says the Shas Magram, and maybe women are potem. So that's what he raises the question. What's the nature of the mitzvah of eating on Erev Yom Kippur? Is it to prepare for the tonis? That's how the Netziv explains in his commentary on the Shiltas. Is the eating on Erev Yom Kippur to give you koyach to fast on Yom Kippur? So whoever is mukhif to fast on Yom Kippur should eat, has a mitzvah to eat something significant on Erev Yom Kippur. What do you say? No, the mitzvah to eat on Erev Yom Kippur is unrelated to the fasting on Yom Kippur. Maybe it's because the Gemara says there's a machlekes Rav Lezer and Rabbi Yeshua and Maseches Beitza in the second perek and in Psochim. There's a contradiction between two psukim. How are you supposed to celebrate Yom Tov? Are you supposed to eat and drink and be merry? Are you supposed to dedicate the day? You should daven longer and have more drushes and more shiurim and more learning. Should it be Lashem Elokecha or Lachem? So you have Shnei Ksuvim HaMekrishim Zezeh. We spoke about it. There is no Kosev HaShlishi Sheyach Rei Benem. So what do you do? So we know the last one of the Yud Gimel Midrash Atar and Adreshes from Shnei Ksuvim HaMekrishim Zezeh. Hashem HaKosev HaShlishi Sheyach Rei Benem. What do you do if there is no Kosev HaShlishi? So Rabbi Yosef Engel writes in the Beis HaOitzer, That's the machlekes. Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Yeshua. So Rabbi Lezer says, whenever you have such a case, shneksiv machishim zezeh, so you have an option, it's understood A or B. So okula lashem, okula lachem. Either you should have elaborate meals on Yamim Tovim, and daven briefly, or you should have brief meals, like a regular day. You have Cheerios for breakfast, and tuna fish sandwich for lunch, whatever you have for supper. And you should have elaborate davening. The davening should be very long, on every yontif. So that's where Blazer holds. Okula l'sham kolahem. When I have shnei ksuvim machishim zazed, there is no kasuv ashlishi. Shachrias, that means it's optional, either A or B. And we don't pasken like that. We pasken like Rabbi Yeshua, that chalkeu chetzel l'sham chetzel l'chem. Even though there is no kasuv ashlishi, shachrias b'neim, you have to figure out on your own how to blend the two together. That's the pashtus says. We said it's the same machlekes on lamed hay and base. That one pasuk says v'algisa b'yom v'lo. You're supposed to learn all day and all night. The other pasuk says yosafta b'ganecha b'sirosh chavitzarecha. That you work for a living, you have to make a parnasa. So that's it's the same shiloh over there. It's different tanaim, different names, but it's the same issue. You have shnei ksuvim amakrishim zezeh, and there is no kasuv ashlishi. So we paskin like Rabbi Yeshua that over here you say hanik ben minik darach eretz. Figure out on your own to make a compromise. You have to have a job. You have to hold down a job to make a living. And then whenever you have free time, you say, have to learn vagis b'yom v'loil. And the other time there, Reb Shimon bar Yochai says no. That means that it's optional. If you choose to be an Eved Hashem, as man she'osim v'tzonu shalmok, and more correct is you learn all day and all night, and malachta nasas adi acherim. And if it's Enos and Matzonu Shalmokim, that's the other option, so then you'll have to work for a living on your own. This is related to that Machlegs of Lezer Rebbe Yeshua. What do you do when you have Shnei Ksuvim Machishim Zeh? There is no Kosev HaShlishi Shiach Riyah Beinayim. So there is a mitzvah to have, we assume like Rebbe Yeshua. Chalkeh Chetzal Hashem Chetzal Lachem. On every yontif like that. And according to Rabbi Lezer, if you want, you can daven all day long and you can learn all day long and just have brief meals. You're not allowed to fast on yontif, but you don't have to have elaborate meals. So the Gemara says, "Bamed v'amamurim nismachlegs of Lezer Rabbi Yeshua, whether you need chalkeyu, chetzel Hashem v'chetzel Hashem." No, you can have all day long davening and learning and just brief meals in order not to violate the din of tonis. That's only on Pesach and on Sukkot, but on Shavuos, Hakamoy the Matzeres, the Bina Nami Lachem Yom Shenitn Bator. Since the Aseres Adibus, the Torah was given on Maimon Hasina was on Shavuos, so everybody goes, you have to have an elaborate meal, not just a tuna fish sandwich. You have to have more elaborate meals on Shavuos than on Pesach and on Sukkot. So that's what some of the Mefarshim learn over here. The Luchos Shniyos, Moshe Rabbeinu came down with the Luchos Shniyos on Yom Kippur. So we should really celebrate, we should have elaborate meals on Yom Kippur, but you can't. Yom Kippur, you have to fast. So the eating on Erev Yom Kippur is really the fulfillment, not so much to prepare for the tannis, but rather it's like HaKamboi de Matzeres Binanam Lechem Yom Shenitim HaTorah. So Yom Kippur is Yom Shenitim Boluch HaShniya, so that's why you have to celebrate. So it's really not to enhance, not to help you fast on Yom Kippur. So there's room to say that women are potter from that, just like there was a machlekes where the women are chayv and simchas yontif, machlekes the Rambam and the Raivi that we spoke about yesterday. So maybe there's room to say that women are potter from this mitzvah. Maybe it's a mitzvah says as shazman groma. And the tziv thinks that it'll chapan af kemina. If you're preparing to fast on Yom Kippur, let's say Yom Kippur this year is going to be on Shabbos, so you're going to you want to eat on Friday, so what you're going to eat on Thursday night is not going to help you fast on Shabbat. What you eat on Friday in the daytime is going to help you. So he says, if the mitzvah to eat on Erev Yom Kippur is to prepare for the tannis, so therefore women are mechuyev to fast, so the women are mechuyev to prepare for the tannis to eat also, so then the mitzvah to eat will only apply by Yom, it won't apply Leil Chi. But if it's a mitzvah b'fnei atzma to eat on Chi, and some say because Yom Shenitim Bo Torah, like Shavuos, Hakom Boidim Atzeres Bina Nami Lachem, you need elaborate meals on Shavuos more so than on Pesach and Sukkot, And on Yom Kippur, it's also like that. So Yom Kippur, we fast, so you eat on every Yom Kippur. It's a mitzvah b'fnei atzmo. So that should even apply the night before. So the Netziv says that there are two minhogim in Shulchan Aruch. What do you say? Elaborate slichas on Erev Yom Kippur. You say very brief slichas. So we have elaborate slichas on Erev Rosh Hashanah. Every day you say slichas takes about a half an hour. And Erev Rosh Hashanah takes at least an hour and a half. Takes three times as long. And Erev Yom Kippur, so most, Ramos says, most places have the meaning in Eastern Europe. I'm all lived in Poland. So in Eastern Europe, the meaning was that they have only 15 minutes of slichas, much less. Why? Because Erev Yom Kippur is a yontif. When did they say the slichas? So this, now they say slichas after Hanetzachama. You go to the 8:30 minyan, so they say slichas at 8 o'clock. It's after Hanetzachama. But the old meaning of slichas originally was, they just say in the middle of the night, sometime in between Chatzos and Aloh. You start before Alois HaShachar. Alois HaShachar is ready yom. If you're ready, blew the shofar after Alos HaShachar Yotze. If you read the Megillah after Alos HaShachar Yotze, we're going to have to learn that Gemara with the Tosfos on Tesam and Beis. We're going to talk about that. After Alos HaShachar, what's the status of this man, whether it's Yom Malayla. So the Shaila is, does it make sense to say more elaborate slichas or less? As you come closer to Yom Kippur, Asvarna says you should say more slichas. On Yom Kippur, you're going to say a lot of slichas. But the Shaila is, if Erev Yom Kippur is a Yontif, so then you shouldn't. Yontif is not right to say Slichas. Yontif of Yom Kippur, that's what Yom Kippur is all about. It's a Yom Kippurim, a Yom Slicha Mechila. So you say elaborate Slichas. What about Erev Yom Kippur? So the Netziv claims that this Chilufim in Hogim, that by the Yekas they say 2 hours of Slichas on Erev Yom Kippur, that's because Leil Yom Kippur is not yet the Yontif. Yontif is only by Yom. The night before is not, because the whole Indian of eating and celebrating is to prepare for the tonus. So whatever you're going to eat on Thursday night is not going to help you. It's not going to fill you up. You're going to be starving on Shabbos anyway. And those who say the brief slichas, because they hold that it's not the Indian of eating on Erev Yom Kippur is not in order to prepare for the tonus. It's because it's a yontif, the yontif of Kabbalah Satara. We want to celebrate by eating. So the mitzvah to eat elaborate meals will apply even on Thursday night, even the night before. There's a Rashi in the beginning of Ksubis, takes a position on this. I forgot already which Bay Rashi said. There used to be a professor who lived in the neighborhood, Professor Levy. He used to teach in the City University. He was the brother-in-law of Ellie Klein from Karen Biavna. Mrs. Levy was a sister of Ellie Klein. So this Professor Levy was quite a character. So the students who learned in Torah Vadas used to go to, he taught in Brooklyn College, he used to teach political science. He says in Torah Vadas there was a lot of politics. He used to work in Torah Vadas and then he went to teach political science. Right? He said, Rabbi Yan Kamenetsky told him, you went Torah Vadas for 5 years, you learned all the politics, and now you can teach politics to everybody else. Now you know so much politics, you can be a professor in politics. He was a big kibitzer. So sometimes students would be in his class. They said he should give them a break because they're busy learning. They learn in Torah Vadas. They're learning and they didn't have a chance to write the paper. They didn't have a chance to write the essay. They asked them, what are you learning? So he said, if they would say they're learning ksubas in the beginning, we'd ask him, is there a mitzvah to eat on Leil Erev Yom Kippur? No one would know. So he said, you're not learning ksubas. If you've been learning ksubas, you know the Rashi. I forgot which way Rashi says. But there's a Rashi in the first four blot or so. Rashi says one way or the other. The Bir Agro points it out, that Rashi. So this is a topic. This is Rabbi Kivega has this Shaila where the women have the chiv to eat on Erev Yom Kippur. And then Netziv has. He thinks that's the chilufim in Menhogim, whether you say a lot of slichas or brief slichas, whether the yontif is only by yom, we treat Erev Yom Kippur as a yontif only by yom, or even the night before.
Would the din of Simcha like extend to any other din besides Rafila?
Nah, on Yom Kippur there's simcha, but you want to eat because Yom Shenit Matoira, like Shavuot, so you can't eat on Yom Kippur, so you eat on Erev Yom Kippur. But it's only...
So
we have yayin, and we have basar, we have, the meaning was that you have chicken. That's what Tais points out. The meaning was you don't have basar b'yayin, you have chicken on Erev Yom Kippur. That's also Tais and Ksuvus, on the same daf. Taisus and Chulin, yeah. So that's the famous Gemara. And the Gemara has the two different, the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah Daf Tes says, the two different, the problem is one. Why does it say, Minisman Tashasechem, Betish Alachaydish, you don't fast on the ninth. So either the Pasuk tells you Tosefes Yom Kippurim, or it tells you this din. The problem is the Rambam writes that there's only a din only on Yom Kippur. So he holds that it's based on this Pasuk, and then the Rambam quotes the din, it's a mitzvah tit on every Yom Kippur. So how does he learn two different things from the same Pasuk? Mara says either A or B. You can't learn two different things from the same Pasuk. But the Rambam quotes this din, that this is a din deraisa, you're not allowed to fast on every Yom Kippur. It's a real din deraisa. The Gemara says himself, and there was one of the Amram used to fast every day of the year, except for 2 days he didn't fast, Erev Yom Kippur and Purim. These are the 2 days in the year that he didn't fast. So this Rabbi Bibarabai, he thought maybe he's going to do Tashlumin on Erev Yom Kippur for all the Sedras that he's going to do Tashlumin. He's going to be busy being Mabes Sedra all day long. He's not going to be participating in an elaborate meal. So Rav Chiya Barab Midifti told him that's not right. Erev Yom Kippur is supposed to eat elaborate meals. Fine. So then Sovalak the Minu. So he figured, okay. But every year I'm going to be busy with the Yarchei Kala during Elul and during Ador. He's going to be busy giving shurim. He won't have time to be Mavis Sedra. So he wanted Sovalak the Minu. Originally he wanted to make Tashlumin for the Sedras that he missed on Erev Yom Kippur. Then he said, but I know in advance I'm going to miss. So Chveis, maybe a week before Ador, a week before Elul, he wanted to be Mabes Sedra, those four Sedras that are going to be coming up. Not that he's going to wait till after and bake Tashlum, and he wanted to Mabes Sedra, the Sedras in advance, because he knew he was going to be busy, so like the Minu. So another Chacham Tom, Alehu Sova, one of the Talmidim told him, no, Tanina, the Bresa, Vachal Yagma, Shalei Yachem. The whole idea is, Im Atzibur, Yashlin, Parshi Yosef should be Im Atzibur, together with the Tzibur. So Taisus says, when is it Im Atzibur? The Taisus thinks that, Taisus Yashlim, Parshi Yosef, Im Atzibur, they think that a Shabbos afternoon to Mincha, you're already laying next week's Sedra, so you can already start being Mavis Sedra for next week's Sedra, Shabbos afternoon. Then I think the Chuvas are Advazads on, even if you personally didn't have Mincha yet, you're going to have Mincha later at 6 o'clock when everybody else does. But you know there are shuls where they daven mincha ready, and they already started laying hazino for next week. So that's called a matzibur, even though you personally didn't hear kriyas hatorah yet. If there are shuls where they're laying, that's a matzibur. I don't know. In recent years, they came up with this chumra that you can only be mabes sedra for zayis habracha on simchas torah. Why can't you lay Shabbos Hazino, they're going to Shabbos afternoon Hazino, they're going to lay in some Zoyis HaBracha. Why can't you start, why isn't that Im HaTzibur? I don't know why they came up, why do you have to be Machmiya? You're looking for Chumras over here, what's wrong? Taisa says when they start laying Zoyis HaBracha on Shabbos afternoon Hazino, so then you can be Mavis Sedra. Why do they want to be Machmiya? I don't know. The Pashtus is when they start laying here. When is the latest you can do? Has to be Im HaTzibur. So you shouldn't wait till Erev Yom Kippur of next year. When is the latest you should do? So Tosfos quotes, Zman Hashlama, Yesh B'Medrash. Tosfos Yashlim. When is the latest you should do? So he said, Gimel Dvarim Tzibur Rabbeinu HaKadosh Lebono, Rabbi Yudal Nasi gave three instructions to his children, Mishosh and Iftar. One was, Shalo Yochlu Lechem, Shalo Tochlu Lechem B'Shabbos, Achadigmaru Kol HaParsha. Probably means Shabbos morning. No, it does mean Friday night. Probably means Shabbos morning. You should try to finish being Mavis Sedra on Shabbos morning before you eat the meal. Mashma dekoyde machil tzorach lashlim. If you can. Preferable. Mi shlima lachar achila, Shabbat dami also good. But mitzvah men amuvcha koyde machil. Yeah, so when is the earliest? Is Shabbos afternoon when they lay. When is the latest? Shabbos afternoon. Shabbos, is that called Im HaTzibur? Let's say, Tosfos says, on Shabbos afternoon, Hazinu, Shabbos afternoon, after Chatzos, when they start laying, V'zayis HaBracha, so the Pashto says you can start being Mavis Hedra, V'zayis HaBracha, that's Im HaTzibur. And Shabbos afternoon, you can still be Mashlim Hazinu, this coming Shabbos afternoon, you can still be Mashlim Hazinu. It's called Im HaTzibur, both on Hazinu and on V'zayis HaBracha, that's what Tosfos says. Achar Achila is also good. What if Achar Achila is going to be 4 o'clock in the afternoon on Shabbos afternoon? Is also good. all day long is good. Let's say you didn't learn Kriya Satara Shabbos morning for some reason or another. It was snowing. It's a big, every 15 years there's a major snowstorm in New York and nobody can go to shul. So sometimes they're able to go to mincha. They're able to go to shul mincha. So if you go in the afternoon, can you learn the parsha that you were supposed to learn with the seven aliyahs in the morning? So some achronim say yes. Just like Sheni B'Chamishi also, let's say, you didn't learn Kriyas HaTorah on Monday morning or Thursday morning. So there's a machlekes achronim. So some achronim have the position. You can learn all day Monday or Thursday. All day long is good. L'chatchil you should learn right after Chazaras HaShatz of Shachris. But if you didn't, you can learn in the afternoon. That was Rav Chaim Soloveitchik, but every so often had to go to travel by train to a conference of Rabbanim. So he would sometimes miss Kriyas HaTorah. So he was of the opinion that Kriyas HaTorah is a Chavis HaYochid. Everyone is obligated to look, go, even if you're Dam B'Yechidus, everyone is obligated to go find a minyan in order to hear Kriyas HaTorah. So he a lot of times would put together a minyan of Balabatim when he would arrive somewhere at 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock in the afternoon. He would put together, he would ask, does anybody miss Kriyas HaTorah? He always succeeded in getting a minyan. And then they would learn Kriyas HaTorah in the afternoon. So Rabbi Soloveitchik also did the same. A lot of times he would travel in from Boston to New York in order to give a shiur. So he would daven b'yechidus, he would miss Kriyas HaTorah on Sheni v'Chamishi in the morning. So he would always ask after shiur, has anybody missed Kriyas HaTorah this morning? So there were always, miraculously, there were always 9 other people in the class who were courageous enough to raise their hands that they missed Kriyas HaTorah. So he would have a minyan Monday or Thursday in the afternoon. He said, that's what his grandfather, Rav Chaim, did. So the shayla is, can you do that on Shabbos? So some achronim say, on Shabbos you can do it. Rav Soloveitchik thought maybe Shabbos is different. Maybe since on Shabbos there's a takonas chachamim to lein mincha, zayis habracha, so maybe you can only lein hazino up until mincha time. Maybe Shabbos the afternoon is worse. Sheni v'chamishi, there is no other Kriyas HaTorah in the afternoon. So you can learn all day long, many achronim hold, you can learn all day long the Kriyas HaTorah. But Shabbos, since it's a different Kriyas HaTorah, so maybe you can't learn the morning Kriyas HaTorah. So that's a discussion. So that's the question. When Tosfos says you can, l'chatchila, we should follow the tzavo of Rav Yehuda HaNasi. You should try to finish being Ma'aseh Sedri before you eat the meal on Shabbos morning. But if you didn't, you can even finish being Ma'aseh Sedri Shabbos afternoon, Shabbos after the meal. After the meal means Shabbos afternoon also, even after the Zman of Kriyas HaTorah by Mincha, maybe we should say no. That's already Im HaTzibur next week said. Maybe you can't have two Im HaTziburs at the same time. Maybe it's either Hazino or Bezais HaBrocha. Nunu, it's questionable. That's what it means Im HaTzibur. Like he told his children, he told them 3 instructions. So the first one was there should always be Mabesedra Imat Tzibur. At the same time the Tzibur is laying Hazinu, the Yechidim should lay along with him. Yeah, what's the other thing that he told him? He's Zor Bevreidin Kerabuda. Bevreidin when you shech the chicken. The Gemara says Rebuda holds when you shech the chicken. When you shech the behemah, you have to shech the kona and the veshet. When you shech the chicken, you only have to shech either one or the other. Either the kona is the windpipe or the veshet is the food pipe. You don't have to shech both. The Gemara says, l'chatchili, you should shech both. But if you only shechted one, so it's also going to be kosher. So Rabbi Yehuda is quoted in the Mishnah saying, when you're shechting with the knife, the kona and the veshet, you should cut the vredin as well. The vredin are the big arteries that have a lot of blood in them, because you want to get all the dam out. You want to remove all the dam. So when you have a big cow, when you shecht a big animal, so you're not gonna salt the whole cow the way it is. You're not gonna broil the whole cow the way it is. You're gonna cut it up into pieces. So then you're gonna salt each piece separately. You're gonna broil each piece separately. Many Rishonim hold that if you broil the meat, there's no need for melicha. Either you salt it, you succeed in getting out the dam, or you broil it and you succeed in getting out the dam. But chicken, that's a common practice. They used to broil the whole chicken intact without cutting up into small pieces. So if you're going to broil the whole chicken together, so then it's questionable. You have these big arteries. When you only have the blood in the capillaries, no artery, you yanked out the arteries, or you cut the artery, you slit the artery, so all the blood is going to flow out. But if you didn't cut the arteries, you just checked it by the neck, so then, and you may broil it all, so leo kula kachas, the Gemara says in Chulin, you're going to broil it all together. That's what Rashi quotes from the Gemara, chulin hobet so leo kula kachas. So then, you may not succeed in getting out all the dam by broiling it, because of the fact that you have all these big arteries there. So he insisted you should follow. Rabbi Shmuel Levi told his children instructions, be machmal like Rabbi Yehuda. It's not a din in shchita. It's not a din that the shchita is incomplete. It's a din in malicha. It's a din because of the dam, not because of the veil. The shchita is finished when you shech the kone, or the kone and the veishet l'chatchilu. So that's what he told them. They should be mahadar to be choshish for Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. The third instruction he gave is or b'zoknu sheshochach tamun amach mesonsei. Sometimes you have a person who is a big tamach chacham, and then he becomes old. He becomes senile. He doesn't know what he's talking about. So you should continue to respect him even when he forgot all of his learning. He's already so old, he doesn't know how to learn. You should still respect him. Why? Because we have a tradition. Luchas, Rishibe Luchas, Menachas Ba'orain. They had the Shibe Luchas, were also in the art. So such a person, he forgot all of his learning. And Yiddish, he calls such a person a Shibe Luchas. That he used to have a lot of learning. After Moshe Rabbeinu smashed the Luchas Rishonis, there was nothing there. Everything was destroyed. That still, they were no yekaber in the shibei luch. So Talmud Chacham forgot, shmei mechaber him also. Within reason, you know, mechaber him to give a Shabbos Hagadol drasha. He won't know what he's talking about. Shmei mechaber him to sit in the front, unless he's so senile, he's gonna make a whole scene. So that he can't. But if it's something that's really lomal amarit, so why not give him the kavod that he deserves? Amaluhu Rabba Lebnei, Rabba gave instruction to his children. When they cut flesh, they shouldn't cut it. They shouldn't hold a piece of meat on their hand and cut like this. They should put it on a plate and cut it. Why shouldn't they be careful? Why shouldn't they cut it while holding it? Yikadam shum sakana, because you may accidentally cut through the piece of meat and may cut your hand. Yikadam shum kilkal suda. Not that he's worried so much that he's going to bleed, but rather kilkal suda. Even if he'll bleed, not dangerously, just nick his finger a little bit. But the blood, human blood, is mutam in Torah. When the Christians claimed all the generations that the Jews were killing Christian babies and putting the Christian blood into the matzahs, so the din is min Torah, it's really mutam. To drink Jewish blood or Christian blood, min Torah, dam mahal chishtayim. Human beings are called mahal chishtayim, they walk on 2 feet. Only dam mahal chayarba, animals that walk on 4 feet, that dam is also. Dam halchish time is mutter. It's also with the Rabbanan because of marisayim. So the Gemara says, let's say a person's gums are bleeding. So if the blood didn't leave his mouth, so then there's no marisayim. He's allowed to swallow the blood. If a person is chewing an apple or eating a sandwich and he takes it out of his mouth and there's blood on the apple, blood on the sandwich, even though it's obvious the blood came from him, it's not blood from another balchai. But that's also in the Rabbanim. Because man, the dam is in his mouth, so then there is no din of marisayim. So in the Rabbanim, you're not allowed to eat dam odom either. Dam halchish time is also in the Rabbanim, shum marisayim. So that's what the Gemara says. There are two ways to understand Rabbah's instruction. Either they shouldn't cut on the hand because they may bleed excessively and may cause a medical problem for the person. Or it'll make the food meals. There's going to be dam odom on the food, and you have to wash off the dam, because the dam is also with the Rabbanon. So mishum kilkul suda, people may not want to eat the flesh after he nicked his finger and he got it full of dam odom. So that was the second instruction. First instruction was the first was about not to cut the meat on his hand. Second instruction was Al Teishval Mito Aramis, shouldn't sit on the bed of a Goyish woman. What does that mean? And the third instruction was Al Tavar Achuri Beisaknan for Shal Shatzim Mispalim. Okay. What is Al Teishval Mito Aramis? It shouldn't sit on the bed of a non-Jewish woman. So the Gemara has different interpretations. Zika the Amri Mamshat is Lo tigana b'loi kriyashma. Don't go to sleep like a goy. You should say kriyashma l'amita. So that's what it means. Don't go to sleep like a goy or a goya. The goyim don't say kriyashma l'amita. So he told the children, make sure that they say kriyashma l'amita. Okay. The other interpretation is, don't sleep with a nachris means don't marry a geiris. Don't look for trouble. Don't marry a geiris. The Gemara says that ein hashchina shara ala mispachas miyuchasa shebi Yisrael. If you want your children to have the possibility of having hashvas hashchina, korech avroch hakodesh or nevuah, so make sure you marry a miyuchasas. Don't marry a geiris. You'll be cheating your children. Why should you settle for less if you can get more? So avoid marrying a geiris. Okay. The Ika di Amri, a third interpretation is Aramis Mamish. No, you shouldn't sit on the bed that belongs to a non-Jewish woman. Why not? Mishumaisa, the Rapapa, because it was once an occasion that the Rapapa had some business affairs with a non-Jewish woman. So she said, she asked him to sit down on the bed. So he said, I'm not going to sit down. I should dagbi yes amito, till you pick up the mita. She picked up the mita. It turned out that it was a dead baby on the bottom. And that we're going to have a whole alila against him, that he killed the baby by sitting on the bed. So because he checked in advance, he didn't sit down until they checked, and they found there was a dead baby there, so he avoided having this whole bilbul, having this whole alila sadam, that they were going to accuse him of killing the Christian baby over here. So the Gemara says, maybe that's the third pshat. Three different ways to understand what Rabbi told his children. What does it mean? Al teishval mita aramis. What's the third thing that he told? Al tavru achuri beis hakneset b'shoash atzib mispalalim. That's an issue of marisayin. You're not allowed to do something that'll mislead people into believing that you're doing an avera. So everybody's davening in shul, and this guy's walking. He's passing by the shul. See, if there's a hashkama minyan and a later minyan, and there are other shuls, so then there's no marisayin that he's doing something wrong. Maybe daven hashkama minyan. There's only one shul in town, and he's not davening in the shul. He's passing by, and there's only one entrance to the shul. So it can't be he's passing by this entrance to go to the other entrance. There's only one entrance to the shul. There's only one minyan and shoyin. So there's a marisayin. So that's what the Gemara says. Also, Dalam Shiaba Khui Basak Namashal Shatim is Palam. If there's another entrance to the shul, then there's no Marasai. Maybe he's going to go in the other entrance. Lomal Daleka Beknish Tachrin. If there's no other shul, if there's another shul, maybe he's davening in the Nusaf Svard Minyan. And if he's wearing tefillin, Lomal Lodori Tuna. If he's not carrying Veloroit, if he's carrying a package, obviously he's going somewhere now. Not that he's just a lazy guy who doesn't want to daven. He must have davened already, and he's running to take care of business. Also, if he's wearing tefillin, then you don't have to worry. Then people will not be choshed that he's not going to daven. V'araya, he put on the tefillin. So this is quoted in Shulchan Aruch. You're not allowed to pass by, if that's the only shul in town, you're not allowed to pass by the shul because of the chashash and marisayin. So now the Gemara quotes different... The Jewish people picked up different hanhagas when we were traveling in Golus all the different years, so if any nation has something good, we'll pick it up. Why not? Kabelis emes mimish amar. If someone has a nice hanhaga, so we should pick it up. We're not opposed to everything, but we have to check first to see, make sure that it makes sense according to Hashkofa Satark, that their practice is good. We shouldn't, just because we moved to America, we shouldn't pick up all the American shtick. Some of the American shtick is awful, and some of it is nice. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Akiva says, "B'shlosh ledvarim oiv anias hamodiyim." You can learn from that nation. Why? First of all, "K'shuchotchem sabas and chotchem al gabi al shulchan." El al gabi al shulchan means they don't cut on their hands. Okay, so we should learn that from them. That makes sense. "K'shenoshkem anoshkem al gab hayad." Okay, that also makes sense. "U'k'sheyotzim." And Yotzim El Basod, when they want to have a private discussion, they don't want anybody to know. So there's an expression that people say, Oznaim Lakoisel. If you're going to have a meeting inside a room and there are walls, so the walls are listening. I don't think it means that that they had hidden, like the Soviets always had, every room was bugged in all the hotels. I don't think it means like that. It means that someone's going to pass by, someone's going to hear. But if you talk basad, then no one's going to know what you said. So that's a smart idea. And the Gemara even quotes that you have a pasuk on a chumash like that. It means we should check. Whenever the Umas Olam have certain anhogas, we should check in Tanakh. Does it make sense what they're doing? Or not? So you see in Tanakh that that's what Yaakov Avinu did. Vayishlach Yaakov Yikvah L'Rachel Le'Hasada. He wanted to consult with them privately. So he spoke basad and then started speaking babayis. You have to be careful. Whenever you want to pick up something from the Umas Olam, you have to check in the Gemara and check in Tanakh. Is it a proper Hanhoga? Shouldn't assume that everything in America is wonderful and marvelous. So Rabbi Akiva said about the three things that he's prepared to pick up from the Modiyim. He thinks that that's nice. Rabbi Gamliel says he likes three things from the Persians. What are the Persians known for? That's known by Chilosim, they eat with Derech Eretz. That's known by Beis Akisei, and that's known by Dover Acher. Dover Acher means Tashmish. So we should, that's nice. So we should pick up their style of tznius and we should incorporate it by us also. And on the other hand, they're gonna go straight to Gehenna because of other things that they do. So you should be careful not to pick up everything. That's what the Gemara quotes right away. There are three things that are proper to learn, the tznius and achila and beis akisa and dover acher. But on the other hand, Anitzivisi lemukudashai, who is that referring to? Tani Rabbi Yosef, he has a brisa. Elo apasim hamukudashim zemanim legehenim. Because the world of their averis, they're going to go straight to Gehenna. So you have to be careful not to pick up all of their meshugan eshtik. Okay, fine. So the Mishnah tells a story. The Mishnah sounds like it's recording a machlokes hatanaim. When is the latest time one can recite Kriya Shema Shel Laila? So Reb Lezer is the first one. He says, Atzof Hashmur HaRishonah Div Reb Lezer. Reb Lezer holds B'shach B'cha means when people are going to sleep, not when they're sleeping. Going to sleep is normal in the days of the Tanaim anyway. Today it's not the same. Normal in the days of the Tanaim was the first third of the night. Shalosh Mishmaris Havi Alayla. That's how the Gemara said, Gimel Mishmaris on Gimel Amid Aleph. Reb Lezer holds Gimel Mishmaris. Till the first third in the night that people are going to sleep. After the first third in the night, that's not normal that people should go to sleep. In fact, the Gemara says, we paskin, you can say Kriya Shema El Shalayla even after the first third of the night. But the Gemara says, here the fifth line from the top of Tesamar Aleph, Obevat Shalo Yama Hashkivenu. So Rashi learns it goes, the guy's davening at the 11 o'clock minyan. He can't say Hashkivenu, because most people are not going to sleep then. Tosis is not happy with Rashi. Tosis said, "Obevat Shalo Yama Hashkivenu." Rashi says, even though we don't pass like Reb Lezer in the Mishnah, but we do hold like Reb Lezer. Zman Shchiva, when people are going to sleep, is the first third of the night. We pass M'shach B'chol, but it doesn't mean when they're going to sleep, M'shach B'chol, because man, that people are sleeping. So you can say Kriya Shema all night long, but Hashkiveni only say when people are going to sleep. After the first third of the night, normal people are not going to sleep. That's how Rashi learned. Tosfos doesn't agree with Rashi. Tosfos says, he's saying he's davening Ma'ariv a half an hour before Alos HaShachar, which is after Chatzos, which is way after the first third of the night. So Rashi holds after the first third of the night. You can't say Hashkivenu. So we're all in for big trouble. A lot of people daven Ma'ariv at 11 o'clock. So according to Rashi, you can't say Hashkivenu. Tosfos doesn't agree. People are still sleeping. It's not the normal time people should go to sleep so late. So Tosfos says, Pirush HaSar Mikutzi. Who is the Sar Mikutzi? Kutzi is a city in France. What was he a Sar of?
Nothing.
Nothing. So why is he called the Sar Mikutzi?
He does says because his name was Rabbi Shimon, and to say Rash would sound like he's an animal.
The poor man. So the Derech Kovetz, instead of saying the Rashmi Kutzi, they called him the Sami Kutzi. He wasn't the Count of Kutzi. He wrote a whole book, the Count of Kutzi. He wasn't a Sar. The Doshin Kovetz, they called him. He said, the Rash. What's his name? Shimon? Shimon, okay. So the Sami Kutzi learns, the Koya Koydeman Eitz, the guy's davening Ma'ariv after Alois HaShachar. After Alos HaShachar, that's when people are waking up. So then you don't say Hashkiveinu. But if you daven Ma'ariv before Alos HaShachar, even if it's after Shlish HaLaila, even if it's after Chatzos, you still say Hashkiveinu. So we follow Tosfos. But Rashi is not so off the mark. We understand Rashi holds that you accept what Reb Blazer said. Blazer said that people are only going to sleep Hashmur HaRishayna, the first third of the night. And the second thing that Reb Blazer said, we don't accept. Blazer said, B'shach B'cha means when people are going to sleep, that we don't accept. We translate B'shach B'cha when people are sleeping. So Kriyashmai can say all night long, B'ashkevenu, you only say at the time of the night that people are going to sleep. Normal people are not going to sleep after the Shlisha Laila. Okay. So B'shach B'cha Mecha depends on Rav B'nei Odom. Doesn't depend on him. It doesn't depend on him. Yeah, depends on what's normal. Shaila is today, everything changes. Changes in different generation changes. So that's the Shaila. Maybe we should change all the Zmanim of Sosman Kriyashma, Sosman Tefillah. So that's the Shaila. Do we say that that there's Shnei Alofim Torah, and the Torah was, all the Dinim were Nikva and the Shnei Alofim, and by the year 4000 and everything is frozen, and you leave it like that? That's what the Chazon Ish came up with, the Chiddush, Shnei Alofim Torah. The things that had to be Nikva before the year 4000. So it's Nikva already. Or maybe you don't accept that Chazon Ish. So that's the question. We're assuming that like the Chazon Ish. Implicitly, we're assuming like that. We never thought about it, never gave it any thought, but we're assuming like that. That since then, the days of the Tanaim, before the year 4000, 4000 was a little after the death of Rabbi Yudah Nasi. 4000 corresponds, according to the way the Gemara says it, the Baisheni lasted only 420 years. So the year 4000 would correspond like 10-20 years after the death of Rabbi Yudah Nasi. If you hold that the Baisheni lasted for 150 years longer, so everything is off kilter. Everything is cockeyed, but we usually assume it's the year 5777 this year. The Min Yishonim Onim Kat, that's why we're counting, we're assuming like the Gemara, that Baisheni lasted 420 years. Maybe it's off by 150 years, but that's the way we count. So that's we're all following that attitude that the dinim were nikva in the days of the Tanaim, so we leave it like that. Yeah. So Nachamal, so how many shitas were there? When is the Sovzman Kriyashma Shalaila? So there clearly is a machloikas satana. Blazer holds only till the end of Ashmur HaRishayna, because he holds Bishach B'chaman, people are going to sleep. The Chacham say Ad Chatzos, and Rabbi Gamliel says Ad Shi'al Amud HaShachar. So the question is, why the Chacham say Ad Chatzos? Do they hold in principle like Rabbi Blazer, but they hold, everybody goes to sleep in the first third of the night. Everybody, all the normal people go to sleep before midnight. They basically hold like Rabbi Blazer, but they hold that the Zman Shechiva, when they're going to sleep, is up until Chatzos. So then Chatzos can be that it's a Din Deraisa. Or do they basically hold the same as Rabbi Gamliel, except that they make Gzeir Derabban? So that's what Rabbi Gamliel claims. So that was the Shaila. Maisa Bonim Abbeis Hamishta, Rabbi Gamliel's children went to a Chasan and they came back late. Amulot said the father was up. The father waits up till the children come back from the late wedding. And they tell the father, we didn't dab Maria. We didn't lakarina sashma. Oisek b'mitzvah, patam and ha-mitzvah. So busy being with Samech, the Chasan Kala, they didn't dab Maria. They didn't say kriyashim. Amulahem, malol amura shacha chayom hatem likra. So the shayla is, why? That's his shita. So the Gemara says over here, Antes Amir Aleph, and 10 lines from the top, Maisha Shabbo Bona Beis HaMishta, Vad Hashto Lo Shmi Elohu. They were the children of Rabbi Amliel. They never knew what their father's Shita was. Till they came back, and they were already grown adults when they're dancing at a wedding till 3 o'clock in the morning. So they never knew what their father's Shita was. The Gemara says, no. Hochikam relay. No, they knew their father held all night long, and they knew the Chacham say Til Chatzis, but they asked him, Rabbonim Pliki Ilavach. It is a of machlekes hatanaim, and therefore yochid v'rab malochi k'rab. So we shouldn't follow you. We should follow the rabbim. Or dilma, maybe there isn't really a machlek. Maybe the rabbanon don't hold it like b'shach b'cha means when people are going to sleep, but they hold adin deraisa. People are going to sleep even past the shlish, even past the Hashemar Roshana, people are going to sleep till Chatzos. No, Idilma Rabbanu Kavatzach Svilu. Maybe the Rabbanu agree with you in principle that Min HaTorah all night long, Kriya Shema is all night long. Why can't be at Chatzos? Because maybe it's only HaChokim in the Rabbanu. It's only HaChokim in the Rabbanu, and maybe it's only Lachatchila. But the Yevid is good, or B'Shas HaTchak. B'Shas HaTchak Kedi Yevid Domi. Amaluhu said, that's Rabbi Gamliel tells him, no, the Rabbanan don't agree with Reb Lezer. They didn't mean a din deraisa. Rabbanan Kabasi, they say the same as I hold, but they make Exera the Rabbanan, and I don't make Exera the Rabbanan. That's the Poshib Shah. The Chacham hold Exera the Rabbanan. I don't hold from Exera the Rabbanan. Yeah, that's the question. The Gemara says over here, about 15 lines from the bottom of Chesam and Beis, you have two dots. Rabbi Gamliel loyma. Am Rabbi Yehuda Mishmal halacha ke Rabbi Gamliel. We should pass him like Rabbi Gamliel. He passed him like Rabbi Gamliel all night long. That means there is no gzera de rabbanan. So the Rambam writes that lachatchila should say Kriya Shema before Chatzos. So he does hold from the gzera de rabbanan. So what does he do with the Gemara over here? Halacha ke Rabbi Gamliel. So the Mishkan and Yankev writes he thinks that there never was a machlekes Rabbi Gamliel and the Chachamim. Children of Rabbi Gamliel thought that maybe there's a machlekes, the Rabbanan disagree in principle because the Rabbanan hold basically like Rabbi Lezer. You can only say Kriya Shema till Chatzos min HaTorah because that's his man shechiva. Rabbi Lezer holds man shechiva is only up until Sof HaShmur HaRishayna and they hold that at Chatzos. And then Rabbi Gamliel said, no, the Rabbanan Kabasis will, they hold like me. And then I don't have a machlekes with them. We both agree the same thing. Lechatchila should say Kriya Shema by Chatzos. And by the Yevid, you go back, you revert back to the din deraisa. That's why the Rambam paskin lachatchila, you should say Kriya Shema before Chatzos. And by the Yevid, it's good after. The Rambam understood there never was a machlekes Rabbi Gamliel Nachacham. If there never was a machlekes, what is it paskin halachik Rabbi Gamliel? It means a deloik Rabbi Lezer. We don't paskin like Rabbi Lezer. We usually don't paskin like Rabbi Lezer. Rabbi Lezer usually shaymutu. Rabbi Lezer ben Hurkinis. That's Rabbi Lezer Agoro. Rabbi Lezer was from the Beis Shammai, so we rarely paskin like Rabbi Lezer, because the Gemara says in the first perek in Nida, Rabbi Lezer shamutehu, and he followed the shitas of Beis Shammai. So we usually don't accept his opinion. More there, in the first perek in Nida, lists off three or four mishnayis, but we do paskin like Rabbi Lezer, but usually we don't. So that's what it means, halacha k'Rabbi Gamliel against Rabbi Lezer, but not, there never was a machlekes Rabbi Gamliel and the Chachamim. They both say the same thing. That's the apparently the Ram seems to hold like that. Yeah.
So what was the Shabbat
of the time that was? The children were asking the father, do the Chachamim disagree with you in principle and they hold like Rav Lezer or no? So he answers, no, the Chachamim, I say the same as the Chachamim. That all night long, min HaTorah, min the Rabban l'chatchila by Chatzos, but it's only l'chatchila, b'riyevet, you can say after Chatzos. That's the din deraisa, you follow? It's not that the Chachamim disagree in principle, and they really hold like Rabbi Lezer, but they hold this man shechiva, when people are going to sleep, is up until Chatzos. No, they say the same as Rabbi Gamliel. I mean, I tell it's all night long, it's also to say, here is l'chatchila, you should try to finish Kriya Shema by Chatzos. So that's the Gemara has a discussion. Am Rabbi Yehuda Mashmol halocha ki Rabbi Gamliel. We paskin that the Mikra din, it's all night long. Tanya Reb Shimon b'Yichoy Yamer. That's Reb Shimon. Stam Reb Shimon in Mishnah is always Reb Shimon b'Yichoy. Stam Reb Lezer ben Hurkinus, Reb Lezer HaGadol. So what does Reb Shimon b'Yichoy say? Pa'amim, sometimes Shodim Kori Kriya Shema Shtei Pa'amim Balayla. Sometimes a person will say Kriya Shema twice in the same night. Balayla Achas, in the same night. Laila is really Loshen Zohar, should say Balayla Echot. It's incorrect to say Laila Achas. Manishtana Halayla Hazeh. We call HaLayla, so they quote from the Vilna Gaon. Why do you say HaLayla HaZeh? It's a common say, should be HaLayla HaZos. They say because we treat the Nekevis as Chorim. Usually women are potter from Mitzvah as Shazman Groma, but Pesach night, the Nekevis becomes Chorim, the Chayv and Matzah, because there's a Hekesh between Matzah and Chometz. So that's why you say HaLayla HaZeh, because there's a Hekesh between Chometz and Matzah. So the Leila Achrayim say that this is baloney. The Vilna Gaon never said that. After he died, they said over all kinds of stupid pshetlach in the name of the Vilna Gaon. And the Bezna and Vilna put up signs, no one should dare to print anything in the name of the Vilna Gaon without our approval, because they were printing all kinds of stupid, crazy things in the name of the Gro. Yeah, they printed in the name of the Gro, K How can that happen? The older Labanim ha'ahuva v'hasnua. The Ahuva had the first baby, and the Snua had the second baby. How can it be that Ben Abchor was Lasnia, but the other one was born first? So the answer is no, but the Snua became pregnant first. And it depends who became pregnant first. So it's against the din. It's against the Beferish din. It depends who was born first. It doesn't depend who became pregnant first. So that was the straw that broke the camel's back. So the Dayanim of Vilna hung up the signs. No one should print any Pshetlach in the name of the gun, but these are already Mefursim. Ahuva and the Snua and Alayla Hazen instead of Alayla Hazos. Yeah. They say, every Yadam Gol, they say that Taylor, all kinds of stupid things. The name is Anoshim, Anoshim Gedar. So what does he say? Valayla Echod. Sometimes he say Kriya Shema twice in the same night. Oh no, I read it wrong. Valayla Kama. Not Balayla Achas. Balayla Kama. Achas Kodim Shalom HaShachar. V'Achas Achas. It says Pam Achas. That's what it goes. Oh, it is correct. It doesn't say Balayla Achas. It means Pam Achas. He says Kodim Shalom HaShachar. And Pam Achas L'Achas Shalom HaShachar. Pam is Losh in the Keva. It says Yetzibo Yidei Chavos Achas Shal Yom Achas Shal Laila. The Kriyashma that you said before Amur HaShachar, that's still Laila. So you heard in the Kriyashma you say after Amur HaShachar, that Yotze the Kriyashma Shal Yom. And this he calls, the person is saying Pamayim Belaila. Twice in the same night he's saying Kriyashma. So he's considering before and after Amur HaShachar is still Laila. So that's what the Gemara makes a comment. Hagufa Kash, isn't there an inner contradiction with the statement that Reb Shimon said? Amrit, first he said, Pa'amim, sometimes Adam Kari Kriyashma, Shtei Pamim Belaila. He says Kriya Shema twice in the same night. So obviously you're assuming that after Amur HaShachar is still Laila. Alma, what do you see? Lachash Amur HaShachar is Laila. Until when? Until when is it Laila? Until Hanetzach Hama, until sunrise. So that says right away, that's against the Mishnah Megillah. Mishnah Megillah lists off. Dovashem Mitzvasa Bayom. You have to blow shofar bayom, you have to say halal bayom, you have to do an atilas lulav, you have to do a bismillah bayom, you can't do balayla. And it says, l'chatchili, you shouldn't do any of these mitzvahs before Hanetzach Hama, because if you allow them, people to do the mitzvah before Hanetzach Hama, after Alos HaShachar, it's hard to determine when it's Alos HaShachar. They didn't have clocks. It's very hard to determine. So you're going to have to guess. He's probably going to guess wrong. It's pitch black outside. Alos HaShachar is an hour and a half before sunrise. A long time before sunrise. So the people may make a mistake and shake the lulav and say a brach in the middle of the night before Alos HaShachar. That's the Pasha Pshat in the Mishnah. That is a din de Rabbanan. L'chatchil, you shouldn't say Hallel, and you shouldn't shake a lulav, and you shouldn't blow shofar, and so on. You shouldn't do the bris milah before Hanetzach Hama. The Pasha Pshat is that it's a gzera de Rabbanan, that you may make a mistake. Some Rishonim hold that it's a real din d'oraisa. On the bottom of the Talmud Yerushalmi, the standard edition, they have the Pirush and the Baal Sefer HaCharedim. So for the Pirush and the Charedim, lived in the 1500s. He was one of the late Rishonim. I think he may have been a contemporary, Rabbi Yosef Karo. So he is assuming that this din l'chatchila, that you shouldn't do a dovish mitzvah sabayom before Hanetzach Hama, it may be a lachatchila deraisa. That's what Rav Soloveitchik also thought. He thought that it was Rav Soloveitchik got a ride from a tour, that it's a lachatchila deraisa. Why lachatchila deraisa? So he said the two dinim of Yom. There's one din of Yom from Hanetzach Hama till Shkia, when the sun is shining. And then there's another din of Yom when there's light outside. So the light outside is from Alos HaShachar. There's a little bit of light. Hardly any, possibly till Tzeisar Kachavim. But if you have a Dovashim, it's also Bayom, you should really do it in the day, in the part of the day that's a full Din Yom. Why should you do it before Hanetzach Hama? That's only partial Yom. You should wait till after Hanetzach Hama when it's the full Din of Yom. Not only the Yom that there's a little bit of light outside, but the Yom that it's after sunrise, the sun is shining, mamish. He had sources for this, the Raivan on the first daf, and the Raivan on the bottom of the Rif, on the opening Mishnah in Psochim. He was fond of saying over this suggestion. The Ravid has that there are certain dinim deraisa that depend on yom, that depend on hanetzach hama, and shkia. You don't say it's a ben hashmashes is a suffix, and you don't say ben hashmashes is a suffix. It has to be done before shkia or after shkia. But some dinim ayom depend on when the sun is shining. Other dinim ayom depend on whether it's light outside. So he thought that like this bal sefer haredim, that maybe this din is a din deraisa. There's a shaila bizman hazeh. So we quote the Aderis. The Aderis came up with the Chiddush that Zviz Makdim LeMitzvah. We should always try to do the mitzvahs as early as possible in the day. We spoke yesterday that the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah you can blow shofar and chazara sachasi the shachris and musaf. So the practice always used to be for years that they blew shofar and chazara sachasi of shachris. They said malchus chanes shofars and shachris. Then because of the gzash shas gzeris malchus shaninu. So they moved it to Musaf. But if not for the Gzeres Malchus, we would have said that the Zviz Magdil Mitzvah, you should do it earlier. You should do Tkir Shefer in the middle of Chazor Sal Shatz of Shabbat. So that's what the Aderis holds. Really, if you wake up early and you're going to daven in the Vasikim Minyan, you should really bench Esrik after Alos HaShachar before HaNeitzach Hama. You should be allowed to say Halal before HaNeitzach Hama. But they made Gzeres the Rabbanon, but he said the Gzeres the Rabbanon doesn't apply because every shul has a clock hanging on the wall. You look in the New York Times and it tells you what time is Hanetzach Hama, what time is Alos HaShachar Fartik. So you don't have the reason for the Gzeres the Rabbanon doesn't apply. So the Gzeres doesn't apply Bizman HaZeh. That was his opinion. That Bizman HaZeh, every other person wears a watch, and every other person looks at the clock on the wall, so the whole Gzeres the Rabbanon doesn't apply Bizman HaZeh. So there's nothing wrong with doing all the mitzvahs lachatchila before Hanetzach Hama. He was outvoted. The Stechemet quotes the Aderis, and Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank quotes the Aderis. He lived in Eretz Yisrael for a couple of years. He moved, he was chosen to be the assistant to Rav Shmuel Salant in the Eirach Haredes, in the Badatz. So he moved to Eretz Yisrael, I think, 1902 or something like that, and then he died a few years later, died in 1906. So this was Yodua, this is a Machloikas. So he held that the whole din, the Chatchila, doesn't apply. So Rav Soloveitchik thought not so. He thought that it's a lachatchila deraisa. He didn't think it's a gzera derabbanan. That if you Rashi, I think, learns before, it's a gzera derabbanan. If you allow people to shake lulav, to say halal, before Hanetzach Hama, next thing you know, then they make a mistake, and they'll think you can, they'll shake the lulav in the middle of the night before Alos HaShachar. But the Charedim holds that it's a real din deraisa. It's a lachatchila deraisa. You should wait till you have the full din of yom. Dovashem mitzvos of yom. The full din of yom. So Nachamot, so the Gemara says Hagufa Kasha Amrit, sometimes Pa'amim, sometimes Alankar Kriyashma, Pamaim Balaila, twice in the same night. The first time is before Alos HaShachar, that's Laila, and the second time is after Alos HaShachar. So after Alos HaShachar is Laila, until when? Until Hanetzach Hama. That's against the Mishnah in Megillah. Mishnah says, B'di'eved, B'kulam Shal Amura, Mishal Amura Shachar Yatzah. But if you blow shofar or you shook the lulav or you said halal after Alos HaShachar, you are yotze b'di'eved. So you can't say that it's laila. So that's the Gemara is asking astira. Haguf akasha. On the one hand, he says he's saying Kriya Shma after Alos HaShachar, and he calls it laila. Al malach shel mona shachar is still laila. Up until when? Up until Hanetzach Hama, which is not true. It's against the Mishnah Megillah. Then you say Turkh de Dibur, Yotzei b'idecha v'as achashal yom, achashal laila. How are you Yotzei kriya shma shal yom when you say after Alos HaShachar, if you say that it's laila, alma yamamahu. If you Yotzei kriya shma shal yom, see that it's yom. So how did you first say in the first line in your statement? He recites kriya shma pamayim balaila, twice in the same night, after Alos HaShachar is yom already, it's not laila. So the Gemara says, lo, it's not a steer. It's not haguf akasha. What's the teretz? Le'olam le'el yehu. What does it mean, le'el yehu? So Poshim Shat means, in kol ha'tara kula, for all other intents and purposes, it is laila. That's against the Mishnah Megillah. That's against the Mishnah Megillah. Le'olam le'el yehu. Vodikor le'yom means, with respect to kriya shma, because Kriya Shema doesn't really depend on Yom HaLayla. Kriya Shema depends B'shach V'chav Kumecha. So Kevin Ikin Shidi Kaima B'Hishat, that the people are waking up at that time after Alos HaShachar before Hanetzach Hama. So that's Zman Kima. Zman Kima doesn't have to correspond to Yom HaLayla. So it's a strange a strange Gemara. The Gemara is saying, according to Reb Shimon, that he disagrees with the Mishnah Megillah. He holds that after Alos HaShachar, up until Hanetzach Ham, is still Laila. And Yom only begins after Hanetzach Ham. It's against the Stam Mishnah. Hard to say that he disagrees. Then the Gemara says, Halachik Reb Shimon Ben Michoy. We pass on like that, yeah. The Gemara tells a story over here. Ahu zuga de rabbanan, here around the 8 lines from the top of Tesimon. Ahu zuga de rabbanan, 2 talmidei chachamim. Zuga is a pair of talmidim. Ishtaka de hilula, they got drunk at the chasana. Hilula is a chasana, the braid of Shemalev, got drunk at a wedding. And then by the time they became nichter, by the time they were able to recite Kriya Shema, they asked Rabbi Shlomo Levi, can we say Kriya Shema Shalayla now? It's late. So he says, Kedai Rabbi Shimon Lismachala B'Shas Hadchak. You can rely, if it's a big Shas Hadchak, you can rely on Rabbi Shimon. Yeah. So that we'll have to discuss. That then, when you have a Machloikis Hatanoim, and we pass Yochid V'Rabim Alochik Rabim, but B'Shas Hadchak, you can rely on the Shisa Yochid. What is that all about? So we spoke a little bit about Eile V'Eile Dibel Kim Chaim. We have to discuss some more. Does it only apply to Dinim de Rabbanon? Does it even apply to Dinim de Raisa? Okay. So, next year, we'll discuss. So leave something over for next year. Okay. Everyone should have a Ksiyu Achsei Matayva.
Why is there a problem with Shin and Taim and Dikra about why we have a mitzvah to eat Erev Yom Kippur? That should impact whether women are
going to
be
chayavos. A lot of times we're analyzing what's the nature of the din. It's not that you have a mitzvah that's written stomach and you're giving the mitzvah. You're saying what's the nature of the din. That's midrash alterna d'rashis ben.
No, so when is it a problem of time of the crop?
When the Torah writes a mitzvah, and every mitzvah has to have a good reason. So we're going to guess, and the Torah doesn't write what the reason is. The Torah writes what the reason is. Whatever the reason doesn't apply, the mitzvah doesn't apply. The Torah writes a mitzvah, doesn't say the reason. We have a rabbinical conference, and we decide what the reason is. Good. So the question is that one of the midrash alterna d'rashis ben that will say it's not a loit klug, and whenever the reason doesn't apply, the mitzvah doesn't apply. So we assume, since the Chumash didn't write explicitly the reason, we assume that it's a loy plug. But here it's not just that we're giving a reason for the mitzvah. We're determining what's the nature of the mitzvah. See, by l'safal begin amon, there's nothing to declare about. You know that's the reason, that's the correct reason. Shalol ha'aseh Hashem ra b'shchein asa. And the Torah doesn't give, so there's nothing to analyze what's the nature of the din. We know what the reason is. But since the Torah didn't write the reason, so the chacham and the Rav Shimon hold that. It's a loy plug there, I say. But over here we're discussing what's the nature of the din. It's not that it's a mitzvah, and you're saying that it's a leklum. We have a lot of times like that. Rashi, Tosfos asks on Rashi. Rashi learns in the beginning of Bamsim Bipnei Ma Amar Torah Modim Satani Yishova. So Tosfos asks, and Rashi says, whenever the reason doesn't apply, so the din doesn't apply. So Tosfos says, Lo Yidashin and Taima Nikro. So that's not a mitzvah. It's not that you have a mitzvah. One of the 248 mitzvahs essay. And the Dashin and Taim of the Kroa, where Rashi learns, the Gemara is discussing what's the nature of the din, what's Mechayev Shvuah Deraisa. So the Gemara says, the Mechayev is because Ishtambuti Kom Ishtamet, the whole explanation. So you can't say, Loi Dashin and Taim of the Kroa. It's only when you have a mitzvah and you say, and you're giving a reason that the Chumash doesn't give, and then you want to say that the reasons for the mitzvah is one of the midrash alterna d'rashis. So we don't accept that. It's not from the midrash alterna d'rashis. It's a chelek of Talmud Torah to know what is the reason for every mitzvah. You should try to delve into it to figure out what is the reason. Ne'ma'ar ma'Torah. Why did the Torah say that the ganat pays kefil and the gazan doesn't make kefil? Why does the Torah say chamisha bokin shalom tachas hashav arbatzon tachas haseh? So the Gemara gives explanations to the best of their ability. Give explanations for many mitzvahs, but all the explanations that they gave, that's loy dashin and time they brought. The Torah gave a mitzvah, so the mitzvah applies as a loy plug, even when the reason doesn't apply. But here it's not so much that you're giving a time mitzvah, you're analyzing what's the nature of the mitzvah. So that's kachi dakar shalter. We always analyze what's the nature of the din.
I thought that he can be married the
second
last week till Tuesday.
Some Shem Shai since you can say Havdalah till Tuesday, so that's called the Basar Shabbat. The Gemara originally says that.
Dad told me that when I started to say being married, he says it's Shabbat.
Do you rely on that?
Yeah, he heard it probably from his brother, Bamberger, in Wurzburg. He said it was
Shabbat. Some Shem Shai say that. Yeah, until Tuesday night. Yeah.
I was thinking about this. Since the women on Yom Kippur and Erev Yom Kippur are really related, so since the women, it's like Shomer V'Zochor, so they have to fast, so then they have to eat too.
Yeah. I think that's where the Kivengin comes to that conclusion. He thinks that's it. I've got the answer, I've got the
answer. It's better to do Hataras and Darim today or tonight? You can do it at night? If I can say I don't think I can do it tomorrow. So it's better to do it now when it's not Erev Rosh Hashanah?
Yeah, we can do it now.
Day is better than night.
No, day and night is the same thing.
Also, I have a few tapes that you gave me. I have in my drawer. I forget to give you the tapes of the Rav Shiurim.
Oh,
some, yeah, there's some English.
Okay.
I don't even have a tape recorder anymore.
You do have, yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Very good.
Good year.
Oh, man, I've got your. Very good.
Isn't the reason why we have Mincha and Kriyat HaTorah on Shabbat afternoons for those who missed Kriyat HaTorah in the morning?
Yeah, Shabbat Kran is, yeah.
So that's only for one person, Yechidim, but as a Tzibur, then we would have to make it the whole night. Is it the whole Tzibur misses Kriyat HaTorah in the morning, so then Mincha, if that kind of Mincha doesn't cover them?
HaTorah Mincha?
Is it kind of Kriyat HaTorah Mincha is for Yechidim, or but is the Tzibur
misses? So the Yashvei Kran is the people who miss Kriyat HaTorah in the middle of the week.
Isn't it the morning?
The morning. But we don't lane what they lane in the morning. We lane right. Next week's Saturday. Yeah.
And we're not laying when we lane last week either.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm not familiar. I heard that one. So.
Gemara says, what does it mean? If they missed Kriya Sattar, so we don't know what kind of Kriya Sattar.
I thought it was if we have to go 3 days without Kriya Sattar, so then we're here in the morning, so here's an afternoon opportunity. Shabbat afternoon. Mm-hmm. What good does it do if you miss during the week?
Tzibur didn't go 3 days. He missed the Kriya Sattara, so he got another Kriya Sattara.
Okay.
Let's say he missed one Kriya Sattara. We usually have Monday, Thursday, Shabbos. So he missed Monday or Thursday. Such a sheikh is going to miss both, so he missed Monday or Thursday. So we give him a bonus, we give him another Kriya Sattara. So he heard three. He heard Monday, Shabbos morning, and Shabbos afternoon. I think that's what it means. I got to look again.
Okay. Thank you.
Very good.